I saw a beautiful order. He says that we say in davening, in Musaf on Shabbos, and elsewhere, Yirotzei Milfanecha Hashem Aleikeinu V'Aleikei Aviseinu, Shetaleinu B'Simcha L'Artzeinu, V'Sitoeinu B'Gvuleinu, Right, why do you say this? You say this in Tikkun Shabbos, right? What's the purpose of saying this? So the purpose of saying this is very obvious. You're saying this because it's Shabbos, it's Musaf. Ordinarily, we bring a Karban Musaf. We don't have a Karban Musaf to bring. So in the Shalmu Parm Sfaseinu, instead of bringing a Karban Musaf, we're going to talk about the Karban Musaf. And that's what this is, right? If fear is always, and then when you say these words, the following words, you're about to bring a carbon. Ubi e mashabish, nechfas of a nation, a tmimim, uchne esroinim, etc., etc. So it says, Rav Rufim Ragolas, the aside of this bracha, of this part of Shemayna Esrei is, it's the unishamu parm sfaseno. But we're setting it up. What we're setting up is that, you know, once upon a time we had a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Atfila yirotzim ulfanech Hashem alekein of alkei aviseinu, shetaleinu besimcha laartzeinu, visitainu bigvuleinu, visham nasal ulfanech as carbon is chaviseinu. In the meantime, in the interim, we don't have that option, so what are we going to do? Instead, we're going to say the words. And like this, we'll be Mekayim. So he writes like this. He says, in my sefer that I wrote on tefillah, so you go through Magal Sayyam, there's nuggets on every daf. Apparently he wrote Ha'aris on tefillah. I'm not aware of this sefer existing, but in his Ha'aris that he wrote on tefillah, he said, I was Ma'ayr, then why do we mention V'sita'enu Bigvuleinu? Right? Sounds like a very subtle diktuk. Shetaleinu b'simcha l'artzeinu, v'sham nasal fanechas, karmenez chaviseinu. Shetaleinu b'simcha l'artzeinu, v'sitoeinu bigvuleinu, v'sham nasal fanechas, karmenez chaviseinu. Why those words, v'sitoeinu bigvuleinu? So what do they even mean? What does it mean, v'sitoeinu bigvuleinu? So I looked in the Mefarshe Hasid, the Rishonim, David Ram, the Riben Yoker, the Rekeach. I looked in the Rishonim. Basically, what it means is that we're going to one day enter Eretz Yisrael, and we're not just going to enter the land. V'sita'enu b'gvuleinu, we're going to be planted in the land. We're going to be protected. We're going to be within our gvul. That's where we're going to be. So says Rav Ruvim Margolis, that's the oimik. The oimik is because we're going to one day come to Eretz Yisrael. And when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But before we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says we have to do something else. We have to be machriz zarei shel amalek. You can't just build the Beis HaMikdash. It's lahachriz zarei shel amalek first, and only afterwards you can build the Beis HaMikdash. So the fact that we're in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't mean you can build the Beis HaMikdash yet. There's one step in between. What you need to do is you have to be machriz zarei shel amalek. See, he says, that is the heft of the tefillah. Shetaleinu b'simcha l'artzeinu. We're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. V'sitaeinu b'gvuleinu. We're going to get rid of the enemy. Then v'sham nasal v'nechas. Karmenu yitzchei v'seinu. It's then and only then we're going to be able to bring karbanos. Truth is, I saw the Avud Ram on this tefillah, v'sita'enu b'gvuleinu, he says that there's a makar to this tefillah in the pasuk. It says, tivi emoi, v'sita'emoi, bahar nachalascha. So that's where the word comes from. Tivi emoi, that's shetaleinu b'simcha l'artzeinu, v'sita'emoi. That's the next part of this, right? That's v'sita'enu b'gvuleinu. It's a play on a pasuk in the Torah. Tivi emoi, v'sita'emoi. Nu v'shteit in yena pasuk. Tivi emoi, v'sita'emoi, bahar nachalascha. It's the same taich. That's the hakdama. To the emoi, we have to come to the land, obviously, but it's not enough that we're in the land. It has to be that we have cheres from our enemy. So after to the emoi, it has to be v'sito emoi. It's v'sito enu bigvuleinu, and only then could it be mikdash Hashem, koinu yodacha.